Friends, before we begin, let me invite you to keep up with all the Tracks for the Journey resources by subscribing to the Tracks Express newsletter. Once a week, I send a wide range of helps for well-being directly to your inbox. The Express has inspiration and insights for spirituality, relationships, ecology, emotional health, and yes, recipes for good food. The easiest way to subscribe is on my website, www.tracksforthejourney.com. Thanks for listening today. Do I look tired to you? Maybe my eyes are a bit droopy or shoulders slumped or my movement slow. Well, I do have an excuse today. I've returned from a long trip. I had the privilege of traveling to Italy and Greece. And I have some dust in my shoes from the ruins of Athens. I have some stains on my shirt from pizza in Naples. And some sand between my toes from the beautiful Greek island of Mykonos. Maybe I should be napping instead of making this particular program. I'm Larry Payne, and this is Tracks for the Journey, a program dedicated to your well-being. Thanks for joining me as I use decades of experience as a pastor, chaplain, and professional counselor to share proven insights of theology and psychology. I appreciate you joining me today. As you might guess, I find joy in travel. Travel starts with a big question. Where am I going? I like to have a destination and not just wander. We can also expand that question to our life experience. Where am I going in this journey of life? Well, more importantly, where are you going? We can't change the fact that our life is moving on from the here and the now to something else. And I think it's vital for us to consider what this journey can mean for us. What can be found for our well-being by exploring the worlds outside of us and within us? So in this episode, let's explore developing our self-understanding through journeys both over there and right in here. Humans have always been on the move, it seems. Scientists tell us that our ancient ancestors left Africa 100,000 years ago to colonize the planet. Cave paintings in Europe and Indonesia date back 35,000 years to show people like us were scattered everywhere. The Bible tells us the patriarch Abram left Ur of the Chaldees to enter modern Israel around 4,000 years ago. My maternal sixth great grandfather, Walter Allen, left England in 1638 to land on these American shores. Where are you going? Has always been a question asked by billions of people across the millennia. There's just something innate in Homo sapiens that wants to explore, to learn, and to prosper. Now, what places have shaped your identity? For me, the move my family made from one Missouri town to another brought me to a school, a church, and ultimately a woman that changed me forever. Maybe you have something in your past like that too. Or perhaps it was a new experience you didn't even see coming. Adrian was at the airport, baggage claim after a long flight overseas. She was standing there struggling by herself with three preschoolers, a car seat, a stroller, three diaper bags, four suitcases, and not enough sleep. A couple behind her offered to help, and she declined until they said, "If you can tell me how you're going to handle all this, we'll leave you alone. But until you tell us that, I'm going to help you." Their generosity changed the disaster, and Adrian's outlook on what it meant to be a mom who can help others in this world. Psychological research tells us not to be surprised about that type of experience and change. New experiences like travel create pathways in our brain that are new. They stimulate dopamine, one of the happiness chemicals. Having novel experiences makes us happier for hours. faith traditions hold great regard for the holy journey called the pilgrimage. Christians enact the Stations of the Cross through Jerusalem during the Easter season to remember the walk of Jesus. For more than 1,000 years, Christian believers have hiked across the Spanish and Portugal countryside on the Camino del Santo, Santiago, to seek a deeper connection to God. Muslims are urged to make a journey to Mecca at least once in their lifetime. Hindus travel to the Ganges River for cleansing of sin and renewal of faith. On a more personal level, it's extremely common to see families like mine and yours gather at the grave of a loved one to lay a flower, enacting a sacred journey of remembrance and gratitude. The places of transcendence touch us deep in our own consciousness. My wife and I were inspired on our recent trip as we walked the ruins of Ephesus, a magnificent city of the Roman Empire in the first century. The Apostle Paul presented to those people a new way of the divine, opposing the centuries-long devotion to Artemis. The walls of the shops where he talked and the great theater where he was ultimately arrested, those things still stand. And his vision and courage across the centuries come to us as we stand in places like that, giving us inspiration to face the challenges of today. I think if we pay attention, though, it's not necessary to travel across the globe to find life-enhancing moments. Christian process theology teaches that God pervades every entity and every experience. In doing so, God becomes the light for all people, according to John's Gospel. Philosopher David Ray Griffin says that God provides influence on every moment, providing an ideal possibility for the occasion that is there, and cooperating with each creature to determine the outcome. In this theology, we discover a window to perceive God in all places and all things. As mystics of all the ages have known, we can find the holy in the face of our neighbor, the petals of a rose, the fathomless power of a galactic black hole, or the caress of a loving hug. The 14th century prophetess Julian of Norwich wrote, "The fullness of joy is to behold God in everything." We can be inspired to greater well-being in the here and the now, where we are in this moment. I've been discussing the transformations possible when we explore ourself and our world. Where am I going? That's a vital question for each of us. I suggest starting with the exploration of your own self. Go deeper into your own values, hopes, fears, and your powers. Open some secrets to who you are by maybe using a personality test, a self-discovery tool like the Enneagram, or guided meditation. Talking with a counselor or spiritual leader who will ask the hard questions, that's a productive path also. And you may find the greatest barrier to growth is not out there in the world somewhere, but in your own mind, where fears push us back inside the walls of our defenses. The work of knowing yourself will be the work of bringing out the authentic self who can put on the hiking boots and leave the safe house for new and exciting discoveries. Another important stop on the trek is connecting to others. We are wired to be in relationships. Sophia, the divine feminine of the book of Proverbs, shared the wisdom like this: "Iron sharpens iron, and one person sharpens the wits of another." We learn from day one how to do life from our family, and each time we interact with each other, we learn more about ourselves as well as the other person. Honestly, most of us don't know what we're thinking until we start talking to someone else. The journey is best if we walk in solidarity through the valleys and on the mountaintops together. On our trip, we met Fadia, a woman who has traveled with her mother to places renowned for healing. Years ago, she was told her condition meant she would never walk again. She began a quest that has taken her across the world to various holy sites to pray for healing. As we met her, she was walking with crutches, and her praying that her visit to the next site there would bring total recovery. We found ourselves supporting her and caught in the hope that burned brightly within. I use an activity in my counseling called a life map, and it's very simple. It's simply taking a piece of paper and thinking about the moments of your past that have shaped you. Maybe it was moving or marriage or even an injury. You take a moment to mark each one, good or bad, as places on a map or on a timeline. And then take some time to doodle with each one of those, making extra time to consider the impact the experience had on you. Creating this simple life map can open insights about who you are and possibilities for what can yet happen in growth and well-being. As you draw, you may discover an amazing truth, God's surprising presence. The divine shows up in the dark places, in the fog of confusion, and in the bursts of bright revelation. Each of us are pilgrims, and we're like the patriarch Jacob, who, after his dream of angels and ladders, said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." Just maybe we can reframe our question then, "Where am I going?" to ask instead, "Who is on this journey with me?" I believe God is there for each one of us, inviting us to embrace a transformative moment. Where are you going? Well, it's a question that opens our minds to the possibilities all around us. The future is there in its promises as a gift from God. And I hope you'll give some thought to where you've been and all that you can become. The discovery there is worth the price of the journey, I believe. Thanks for sharing this episode of Tracks for the Journey. Please take a moment to rate and review, and you can help me spread the message through that way. And I want to expand the work, so your financial support is appreciated. You can give a small gift through the website, buymeacoffee.com/LarryPayne, to further the work. And if you want more information about my work and what's happening, you can open my website, tracksforthejourney.com. And from that webpage, you can link and listen to any of the more than 50 episodes on a huge variety of subjects. Links to the transcripts of every broadcast can be found there also. And I welcome you to share your feedback on the Tracks for the Journey Facebook page, or just email me directly at trackspodcast@mail.com. Tracks for the Journey is produced at the Bright Star Studio, all rights reserved. Hosting is by Buzzsprout.com. Images and music are from Pixabay.com. Thank you for joining me on your journey to well-being.